He said he loved me.
I pause, searching for the right thing to say. What can I possibly say? I should have protected her, but I never imagined George would turn on someone else, even if his eyes had fixed on her for so long. I don't think George really knows what love is, I tell her, forcing down my own pain.
No, you don't know what he was like.
She interrupts, shouting. Then calmer, as if my admission has given her permission, she continues in a small voice.
He asked me to do things to ease his pain. She's made you believe Mum was something she wasn't, just so she could have her way with you, Dad. It's plain as day, so you don't feel guilty, I cry. Don't listen to her, Bertie,
Doris says. And I can't take it anymore. I can't stay in this tiny metal shell with this monster and this coward. The war outside might be raining bombs, but the war inside here is worse. It's unbearable. So I leave.
Vera!
Dad calls after me, his voice cutting through the dark.
Vera, get back in here now!
But I keep walking, determined. The sky above me bruised and angry, planes disappearing into the clouds, gunfire and screams swallowing the sound of my father's desperate voice.